Once there was a small country where few travelers had ever been. In this country there was a wonderful church built high on a hill in the middle of a great city. On Sundays and holidays, thousands of people would climb the hill. When they came to the church, they saw tall stone columns, dark passages, and a grand entrance leading to the long sanctuary. It was the custom on Christmas Eve for all the people to bring gifts for the Christ child. According to legend, when a really special gift had been given, the sound of the bells ringing would echo from the tall stone tower. Some said the wind rang the bells. Others thought that only angels could set them ringing. The sad thing was that for many years the bells had been silent. It was Christmas time again, and everyone in the city was busy preparing for the celebration. Shops stayed open late, and people filled the streets buying food for Christmas dinner, ornaments for Christmas trees, and gifts for those they loved. Now, far away from the city, there was a little country village. From this village, you could just barely see the tower of the great church, and then only when the weather was fine. In this village lived a girl named Sarah and her little brother. They knew very little about the Christmas chimes, but they had heard of the wonderful service on Christmas Eve. Between them, they made a secret plan to go and see the beautiful celebration. People from far-off places were also going to the city for the great Christmas Eve service, and many of them were carrying gifts. Each one hoped his gift would be the perfect gift that would make the chimes ring again. Brother walked on, trying to hurry so they would not be late for the service. As they were about to enter one of the great gates in the city wall, they saw something dark in the snow near their path and stopped to see what it was. It was a poor woman who had fallen. She was too sick and tired to get to the city gates, where she might have found shelter.
"It's no use, little brother. You'll just have to go on alone."
"Alone? But you'll miss the Christmas festival."
"I can't go. This woman will freeze to death if no one cares for her. When you come back, you can bring someone to help her. I'll rub her hands to keep her from freezing, and maybe I can even get her to eat some of the bread left from our supper. Oh, if you get a chance to go to the altar without getting in anyone's way, take this penny and lay it down for our offering when no one is looking. On your way now."
"A penny, it's only a penny. What Christmas Eve.
The great procession began. The rich and great marched proudly toward the altar to lay down their gifts to the Christ child. But still, only the cold winter wind was heard in the tower, and the people shook their heads. Suddenly, the organist stopped playing, and everyone looked at the minister, who was standing by the altar, holding up his hand for silence. The people in the church sat for a moment to listen. They were as still as if great hands were holding each of them by the shoulders, staring straight at the altar to see what great gift had awakened the long, silent bells. But all that the nearest of them saw was the childish figure of little brother who had crept quietly down the aisle when no one was looking and had laid Sarah's penny on the altar.